This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The next hour will cost you nothing. This is free radio, free form. Free thinkers are all together here on the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the stories and the people. Every week at this time, we do it with a distinguished panel of radio professionals. Unfortunately, none of them were available this week, so we have...
Hello.
Hello. That's right. Greg Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria
Thanks,
Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Now, there's a little bit of a conspiracy here because Jensen has just spent some time in England, and, of course, we have Victoria Jones, who sounds like she's from England, and put them together. And what do you have? Who knows? Maybe an interesting conversation about one of the items, at least, on our story list. Also joining us is Jennifer Horn.
And I can barely speak English.
So. Yeah, you're fine. You can't say Massachusetts. Other than that, you're doing fine. Jennifer is from the DJV morning program. And the Morning Answer, which is on in Los Angeles on KRLA. So, we have a list of 10 items, as usual, put together by the staff at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. These lists are always there, published at Talkers.com as well. Number 10, new meatless food products. We had a conversation on the DJV show this week about carrots made from meat. Who
vegetables.
What in the world? Why?
That's Arby's. Arby's taking a shot at the Beyond and the Impossible Burger, saying, look, if you make a burger that looks like a burger but it's made of vegetables, well, we're going to take a vegetable and make it out of meat.
Yeah, very good. Who's going to stand in line together? Victoria, you're going to be the first kid on your block to buy some of that?
I don't think so, but I'm quite intrigued with this new brand that's coming to Whole Foods. Depends on the price point of it, because I'm familiar with them. They're a British brand, and I know their meatless products, and they're actually not bad. So I'm
what's the
I'm
brand
intrigued.
Name?
Oh,
what's
I can brand? Remember the brand name.
Jensen, you just came back from England. Do you see any meat, any vegetables or stuff over there, or some brand that we can identify with?
Well, of course, I did find a deep love for their meat pies and scones.
Have you never been to England before? Is this your first trip
never,
to England?
This is my first one ever.
Yeah,
although my people, my ancestors had been there and made a bit of a mess, you know, Vikings. Yeah. Here, though, I actually have a bag of what you might think of being vegetable meat sticks. They look like carrots, but they're called Slim Jims, and I love them.
Okay, good for you. Let's bounce around here a little bit. As long as we have the energy of Jennifer to talk about some of this political stuff, we've all probably in one way or another paid attention to the debates. Number two item this week, the 2020 Democratic presidential race,
Twenty that participated in the debates, 10 each night.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's still 25 candidates total, so there are five that you have not heard from yet.
Okay. So the election, if it's tomorrow, Trump wins. None of these people have, in my opinion, even close to the grit that's needed. And if I hear one more word from Kamala Harris, maybe I'll scream, maybe I'll just turn the TV off. Maybe I'll hex or whatever it is, but that's my read is that Joe Biden.
But she was one of the breakouts of the debates. I think I've been saying all along, keep an eye out on Kamala Harris because I'm from California and I know how she can go after people. And
politician.
Absolutely. And by the way, when she took that job as senator and she had this backdoor deal with our governor, Gavin Newsom, that one would go for the governorship, one would go for the Senate seat, she knew that in a couple of years she would run for president. So this has been a plan all along for Kamala. That doesn't make it good or bad. It just is. And I think she was a breakout. Obviously, Julian Castro had a 0% or percentage in approval ratings going into this. He made some
news.
A lot
of people thought he was good.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. He's somebody to watch. He is somebody to watch. He is fearless.
Okay. Yeah, fearless. What makes you say that, Victoria?
I've watched him for years.
Really? In what way? Why? How? Why? What attracted your attention to him?
I think he's interesting. I think his twin's interesting. They're an interesting couple of politicians, and they've been on the rise. And if he can navigate these debates, particularly if he goes up against Kamala Harris and maybe Buttigieg in the next debate, if he can navigate these debates and if he can increase his profile, he's a very smart guy with some interesting positions.
Let's just take stock of a couple of firsts and the potential. Kamala Harris could be someday the first black woman to be president. Buttigieg could be the first gay guy to be president. Jose, whatever his name is, could be the first Hispanic president. Are these things all brewing here? Are they all potential? And does that make them intriguing? I would ask
what
all
makes the country great is that everybody has an opportunity to be president. I think that's really cool. And I think that a diverse field is great. I don't think we should vote for people just because of boxes that they check. Unfortunately, I think that's more prevalent in the Democratic Party to check boxes. But one thing that I looked at, because, you know, I'm not going to vote for these people, but I watch them because I think it's interesting and I like to see how candidates develop, and I find the sport of politics entertaining. I think what stuck out for me most is just how important yet unimportant Bernie Sanders is. Bernie Sanders is not going to be the nominee. He polls well. He gets enthusiasm, yes. But what he's done since 2016 is he's pushed the Democrats so far to the left that you have everybody on that stage, people that we used to consider to be moderates like Joe Biden, looking like leftists, far leftists. They all stood on the stage on Thursday evening, at least, and every single candidate, all 10 of them on that stage, raised their hand for health care for illegal immigrants in this country. The way that Bernie Sanders has changed the party without really making any traction as a candidate is unbelievable to me. That was maybe the biggest storyline that I pulled away from the whole thing.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? You watch
that wasn't the biggest storyline for me. One of the storylines for me was that Bernie Sanders really didn't make a very big impact. And another storyline was, let's not forget the first debate where Elizabeth Warren dominated, which I expected her to. So if we mesh, you know, if we do a mashup of the two debates, let's put her in the mix, because she is formidable. And so I'd like to see a debate with her and Kamala Harris in it, along with some of the other breakouts.
I think we did see some people thud. Beto O'Rourke is done. Kirsten Gillibrand is done. I think we saw a lot of people who are still in it, some people who did well for themselves, some people who didn't really change anything for themselves. They'll still be around. But there were some people, I think, who almost eliminated themselves.
Rick?
I didn't see a nominee either night, except for maybe one or two people, which is, I think, interesting that I think we're pretty much agreed that the vast majority of these people will not be the nominee. Am I right or wrong, everybody?
Yeah.
And then none of them today could beat Trump.
The most interesting part of the whole thing came actually the previous evening, and that is when John Delaney of Maryland pretty much ruined so much of every other candidate's campaign by saying he interviewed executives at hospitals around the country, and every one of them said Medicare for all will bankrupt our health system and all those hospitals. And I thought that's probably the biggest thing that came out of all these debates when it comes to the general election. That's going to be used by the Republicans, by Trump.
John Delaney is a local rep to me, and if that's John Delaney's legacy, it's about as valuable as his legacy in local Maryland.
Oh, he won't be the nominee, but like the fact that he's quoting executives from all these hospitals around the country.
That's what he says he's quoting.
In unison, as to universal health care, you get a lot of that, or Medicare for everybody, whatever, however you want to frame it. All right, so the thing that I'm just, as I kind of looked at this and went back and forth, they're all so stressed, My God, they have so stress written all over their faces. Joe Biden, speaking of that, looks like he's had some face work, had a few more plugs put in, but he doesn't. He looks taller to me for some reason. I don't know that everybody else is short, but he looks quite tall.
I just think his spark is gone, and I don't know if that's losing his son or if his heart's not in it. But that charismatic guy that used to be there is fading away pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a narrative. I think that's a narrative. I think what I found interesting, and I think this was really foolish, and I think that's partly, to a great extent, his fault, because ultimately the campaign's his fault, but also partially his aide's fault, is how unprepared he was for Kamala Harris's attack.
Well, and then
he should have been prepared.
You know what? But why do we have to define politics by attacking other people? You're running for
you're on a debate stage.
You're not running against. You know, come on.
You're on a debate stage.
So she is the biggest blowhard, the most self-serving boob that is of all of them. And there, you know, there were some really interesting characters who showed up. Miss Williamson is an interesting character.
She's a nut.
I don't think that's fair. I think she's spiritually some people refer to her as a guru. She used to be friends with Oprah. I mean, she still is, but it was on that show a lot. She has written some very interesting books. She's kind of out there, for sure. But I think they're all out there, in a manner of speaking. And frankly, in order to win in a circumstance like this, you got to be out there. Because who would run for this job if you were normal? You're not, by definition, these people are nuts to want to take the thing on. So, at any rate, Victoria, Jennifer, Rick, Doug, Rich, soon to be. Here's a focus on your energy level that I want you to think about, especially for men or women who are interested in having their men have a great energy level. If you have not the drive you used to, talking about Joe Biden, maybe he needs some of Nugenics. Maybe that's what he needs, Jennifer. Joe Biden needs Nugenics, because as he's gotten older, it's harder for him to feel the vim, vigor, and vitality of life. If you're always feeling exhausted when you work out, or if you walk, or whatever it is that you do for exercise, you don't have what you used to have, Nugenics can help. And you've seen these ads all over the place, everywhere. People are talking about Nugenics. New product on the market just this year. It ups the level of testosterone, which is an important thing in helping men preserve their energy and performance. Nugenics will maximize your energy level, increase lean muscle mass, and boost your libido. That's the number one trick. Nugenics boosts your libido. So that's why more women, frankly, are doing it in their interest, are texting FORCE to 321-321. That's right. You can get this is top of the line, this product, top of the line, a free bottle, complimentary bottle of Nugenics by texting FORCE to 321-321. So do it. Be on your way to having a better love life and more active lifestyle. You have nothing to do but text FORCE to 321-321. Do it now. Text FORCE to 321-321. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review with Talk Radio host Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. Rich McFadden from Radio America in Washington as well. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the stories as enumerated by the list that's at talkers.com. The immigration reform focus and the Mexicans sending troops. I thought that was fairly interesting. 15,000 troops. Is that part of the push to have them take responsibility, or twist and turn them and disembowel them if they don't do what we want them to do? Is that what this is all about? What do you think? Jensen, did you talk about this on your show this week?
Yeah, and what's shocking to a lot of my listeners is that we didn't have a great big battle and war with Mexico, that Trump's tactics actually have worked in creating a situation where Mexico seems to be responding and they want to have a conversation. I was actually kind of surprised. We were focusing on, you know, how much closing the border would damage the American economy. And I don't know. We were quite surprised that his tactic has worked.
Yeah. Well, there's a side note to this. I was speaking to a fellow who's a highly placed Republican operative who happened to sit next to me at dinner earlier this week, and we were talking about what he does. He's a lawyer, and he's represented a lot of big companies, big transactions, especially in England and all over Europe. And he said that Trump is exercising sort of this whole business about trade and tariffs has brought him around to making a deal with the British that's been very quiet. Nobody's much talking about it. Maybe, Victoria, you know something about this, having your roots over there. The idea is to save England from the debacle of Brexit. Because this fellow said that they are not going to reverse the vote, and that America is basically going to become the salvage, the savior, whatever. England become the 51st state, in a sense. No tariffs, no cost to do business. We can buy anything in England without any ramification. They can buy anything from us, just like you were going to buy something if you live in Massachusetts, you're going to buy something in Maine. That's the deal. And apparently the Europeans, the mainland Europeans, are worried about the start. And apparently, evidently, it already has shown signs of some form of recession beginning over there, and partially because of the Brexit vote. And so Trump is trying to make some, this is the G20 this week, a lot of this activity is supposed to be going on, making deals with most of these countries, at least European countries, to save them from recession, do business with America without all of the tariffs and stuff. And that's why the Chinese, this guy says, that's why the Chinese are 90% there and making a trade deal, because they see what Trump's doing with Europe, and you know, they can, Europe's ability to make things, do things, and not have any, if they don't have any tariffs, you can compete, especially with the you know, Israel is almost a part of Europe, and what they develop there, what they can do technologically, and how that's the capability of making some of those things in Germany and in France and in Spain, maybe Italy to a point, can compete with the Chinese, who don't have all these crazy tariffs. The Chinese see it. So I think this is what the guy's theory was. What do you think of that? Anybody got
I think his theory is sound up to a point. There are some issues, one of which is that Trump's ambassador said that everything is on the table, including the National Health Service. Also, the British people don't want to eat chlorinated chicken. So there are some American things that they don't want, and that's got to be worked out.
Mm. Well, you get chlorinated chicken from China, too. There's actually more chlorine in the and the pork from China, too. Yeah, food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Night two of a Democratic debate in Miami, highlighted by feisty exchanges between frontrunner and former VP Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris. Harris asking Biden about what she said was his opposition to busing decades ago.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
I did not oppose busing in America. What I oppose is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
I'd like to apologize for having mistakenly told you yesterday that Biden and Bernie Sanders were not part of last night's lineup, when in fact they were. At the Women's World Cup, the U.S. team facing its biggest test yet, as they'll be battling host France in Paris in today's quarterfinals. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving back into the talk zone, the charts for the week of June 24th to the 28th. Our job is to talk about them with you. You can respond if you want. Well, I don't know, responding, it's agreeing or disagreeing, throwing things at the radio, you can do all of that stuff. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Did I say that already? Did I tell people who I was twice? Trying to remember.
You can never say it
twice
too much.
Twice as nice.
Yeah.
Twice as nice. Thank you very much. The stories, top 10 stories. Number one, immigration reform. Number two, the presidential race and the debates. Number three, the G20 summit. We've talked about that. Number four is Mueller testifying. Let me take a yawn here before I get into that. What is there that if I'm going to say something, I'm not going to say anything.
It won't be dull. It won't be dull.
You don't think?
No,
it will
no,
be dull because we
no.
already know, it. We know. What is he going to say that we don't already know?
Right. Yeah.
The Republican members of those committees are going to take a crack.
Yeah, they will. That they will do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I think that'll be the big question. Why did you not recommend one way or the other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So the next item is the situation we find ourselves in with the Iranians. How many people know on the side that there are Iranians that are working in Albania to try to overthrow the Ayatollah? They want to get rid of the theocracy. There's a lot of that in country, but now there are groups outside of Iran that are just trying to get rid of this guy because they don't want to go to war. They may be angry at some of the things the Americans are doing to put the squeeze on them, but that's directly because of the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei.
Hopefully all this will settle down. Victoria, see if you agree with me on this, okay? This is a theory I heard, and
Richie's got a theory.
I kind of agree with it. Well, it's not my theory. I'm restating it.
He says, disavowing everything he's about to say.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll give you credit.
That the Iranians kind of ratcheted this up in the last month or so because they want the Europeans to force the Americans to let the Iranians back into the nuclear deal. So they basically said, hey, listen, let's ratchet this up, scare the Europeans, get the Europeans to lean on the Americans so that Trump will then say, okay, listen, let's go back to the table on the arms deal.
It's possible. And I don't know that that's the case, but I'll say this. I'll say it's possible because the Iranians are can be very subtle. They are very complex.
Yes.
They are very brainy. And I'll say if they are doing that, that's not all they're doing. They're also trying possibly to drive up the price of oil. They probably have multiple prongs, multiple aims, whereas we, if we have any aim at all, only have one.
But
so
let's be clear.
Don't underestimate them.
They are not trying to go to war with us.
No!
They know exactly how to poke the belly of the beast just hard enough to try and get what they want, which is either the gas prices, oil prices, or their arms deal back. So that's all they're trying to do. That ahead of the G20, so now that the G20's happening, they'll all talk about it. We'll see whether anything happens, and then maybe they'll say, okay, we got what we wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, the fun's over.
The party's over.
After the G20.
It's time to call it a day.
We'll see.
I think that they don't want to do a lot of things. They are smart. Many of the best and brightest college students in our country come from Iran and Pakistan. And so the relationship that they have with America, once they come here, they love it. They want to stay. They want to have a good relationship. Nobody wants to, they all want to get rid of the Ayatollah. The younger, especially younger skewing, their population is growing like ours from the bottom up. And with a lot of younger people seeing what's going on, and because they are educated, Victoria, as you said, they don't want this. What do they need nuclear arms for? That's what they're saying to themselves. Why are we spending money? What do we need nuclear armament for? The younger people don't hate the Jews over there. The only person that hates the Jews is that idiot, the Ayatollah. The rest of them, they care less. For the most part.
So, Doug, serious question on that. Back during the Obama administration, you had the Green Revolution. Younger demographics, as you mentioned, really wanted to overthrow the Ayatollah. They wanted a more democratic government. And the Obama administration did and said nothing. Over there, they're saying, just give us some verbal support, something. Now, if indeed it's true that you have a group in Albania and the Green Movement, which is still existent in Iran, the question is, what can the American administration actually do, if anything, to help aid and abet that overthrow and for the younger demographics to
come
to
power? Why does it have to do anything? Why doesn't it just let it be, let it do, let it brew on its own? If we give them the credit that we have as to being educated, the foment, if you will, of revolution is there, not the way that it was in 78 and 79 when they get rid of the Shah. But they don't want to be, they're educated. They don't want the discomfort. They want to live.
Yeah, you've been saying this, I mean, and I agree.
I have been saying it for a long time.
For a decade or more.
Yeah,
Young people don't like the idea. Okay, well, it's been 10 years. Now what? TikTok, buddy.
I think you're going to see I think this stuff that's going on in Albania that not many people are talking about, this is the next step. I think you're going to find there's a lot of freedom fighters that just want to pop off the Ayatollah. And they'd like to get help. I think they would like to get help from, and there are certain American factions, businessmen and stuff, because we have a lot of Iranian-born businessmen in our country who are seeding that have been successful, that are sort of paying for this. It's
a very interesting factor to all of this. Yeah. Is
what's that?
Is, you know, you think about to the Jimmy Carter days when we were sitting in lines for gas that were, you know,
right,
5 hours long. We were dependent on their oil then. They had us. We could do nothing. OPEC was able to control our economy and our
and a lot of the oil came
fuel.
From Iran.
Right, and a lot
and
of it came
deals, from
there.
We had sweetheart deals with the Shah,
right?
Because he was our fair-haired boy, and then
but we are not
Jimmy
dependent on their oil anymore. We have enough of our own oil and fuel.
So
and
tell them to go screw.
Well, you can't. Because the rest of the world's economy is based Europe. Everybody, I mean, gold is not what backs our dollar anymore.
Oil does.
Yeah. Oil backs all currency around the world, so we can't let that get manipulated, and that's why we still have to have a presence there.
Yeah, okay. So let's see what happens. Number six on the story list are continuing allegations against Donald Trump for being a bad boy. Is this new? Is this person? There's one person, I guess, that came forth. Not that it legitimizes it more or less. It's telling me something that I already know about this guy, that he's a lech and he's a, you know, kind of a degenerate in that
sense. And Kennedy had Marilyn Monroe murdered.
Well, this is not that, though. This is the most classic definition of
Kennedy
forcible
didn't rape Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, but most presidents are not the person that you put up on that pedestal.
Let's not go off on tangents about Marilyn Monroe and most presidents. Let's stick with this specific issue.
My point is, I stopped looking at these guys as heroes a long time ago. I want you to do the job. Yeah, would it be great if they were actually a decent person too? That would be wonderful. But
I
you
think
know
there's
what?
A difference between a decent person and a potential rapist.
No, true.
I agree with Victoria.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I know a lot of my listeners were quite shocked and surprised that I would come out so strongly saying this needs to be adjudicated, because if you believe that Juanita Broderick was her claims were compelling and seemed truthful, then I cannot see how you can see this as being different
but
from
I go
that.
Back to what I said a little while ago about who is, and I forget which program because I got a lot of things going on the radio, but I think it was this program a half hour ago when I said about Trump or about all of these people that are, you know, we were talking about the Democratic debates. There isn't one person in that group of 20 or 25, in my estimation, that's a good, solid, benevolent human being. I can't see it. I can't. All they are, they're all about themselves. There may be a couple of exceptions in there, but I'm talking about the ones that make the most noise, Kamala Harris mostly. And I find myself actually, Richie, liking Elizabeth Warren to a point, which kind of shocks me, not liking her. I've never liked her. She's a senator from Massachusetts.
I like Biden better than Warren.
I like Biden. I would like Biden. I would like to like Biden more.
Right.
He did not present himself particularly well. But the point I'm making is
he's just your run-of-the-mill politician that's out, you know.
But the thing is that there's nobody there that's going to beat Trump at the moment. And Victoria said at the moment. Yeah, it is at the moment. A lot can happen in the next year. But the people that are trying to take him down by saying he's a rapist can't. They are not successful doing that.
Help me out. For those of us who haven't heard the details of this rape allegation, who is it alleging it, and what kind of details do they have?
Can we do that?
Okay, so it's a columnist.
Yes, we can do that.
By the name of E. Jean Carroll, she's a columnist, and says it at the at Bergman. What is it?
Bergdorf Goodman.
Yeah,
Goodman,
right. He was shopping for lingerie. She said, "Okay, let's go try this lingerie on," and went off to a dressing room. She's thinking he's going to put it on. Whatever. Anyway, bad decision. So that does not give any man a right to attack somebody simply because you put yourself in a bad position like that. And she's saying that he attacked her, raped her in the most classic definition of what would be physical rape. And the problem is with her is that every time she opens her mouth in an interview, she says things like, oh, rape is sexy. And she says things like, well, I think people around the world would be more victimized than they already have been if I went and prosecuted. She was asked if she would prosecute, and she said, well, no, that would be demeaning to women around the world who have been raped. And just crazy things like that that seem to, I don't know, delegitimize her own accusations, which is horrible, because if this actually really truly did happen, then I believe it is something that needs to be investigated and adjudicated. Sure. The problem is every time she talks, she's
exasperating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole thing's exactly.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen and a thought. For those of you who are finding that it's necessary to take a lot of aspirin, or you're taking ibuprofen because you got aching joints, perhaps you ought to listen to me for 60 seconds. Talk to you about a company called Sierrasil that has devised, as you can read on their website, ache free. Live. Isn't that a great, isn't that a wonderful website for something that's so good for your joints that ache all over your body?
How is that website even still available?
ACHEFREE.live.
That's awesome.
You like that? Sierra still works for those of you who are have neck pains, back pains. I actually give this to my dog, Daisy May. I believe natural products are good for humans and for my dog, and perhaps this is a great way for you to solidify how this works or can help you. If it can help you, it can help your dog, and vice versa. Find out the details about how it works by going to achefree.live, and maybe, or you can call 877-743-7720 and get a hold of a special deal that we have for you. Free offer on Sierrasil's Leaps and Bounds for your pet, and for Joint Formula 14 for you. It works, or your money back. Go online now. Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for the special offer using the code DJV. That's achefree.live. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry my pillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite.
She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Good things come to those who don't quit. Story of Chuck Curry, our movie man. He hasn't quit. He's been here longer than Rich, as a matter of fact. He's got 3 years on you, I think, Rich. He's got 29 years. You only got 26.
Well, gold watch is coming, Chuck.
I ain't afraid.
Get ready for it.
In the mail? Is it in the mail?
In the mail.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
Rolex is in the mail.
Chuck Curry is here on Movie Moments. So the theme from Ghostbusters is being played for what reason? I always like to guess and speculate, but I won't this time.
I think this is a good reason. Ant-Man star Paul Rudd, who I like a lot, is in negotiations to join Jason Reitman's Ghostbusters film at Universal Studios. This is evidently a part three, which resumes the storyline from the original first two films, the first in 84, second in 89. Some good news here for fans. Sigourney Weaver, Dan Aykroyd, and Bill Murray will be involved. I have no idea how much screen time they're going to get, but I got a feeling it's going to be more than most people expect. No word of Ernie Hudson, who's also a Ghostbuster, but I have to believe he would be involved. Paul Rudd's going to play a teacher in the film. I don't know if he's going to be Ghostbusters, but he's going to be one of the main stars.
That would be
interesting. I think he's a terrific talent.
Rudd's all over the place these days. Wow.
Yeah.
Here, there,
and then there's an actress name. Is an actress. I'm not that familiar with her name. Carrie Coon, who is in this TV show Fargo. It's going to be the main star. It's going to center in. She's a single mother and her family. That's going to be the focus of the story. I don't know how they're going to relate all this
ghosts
to the
in their house,
too, but yeah, something like that probably.
Right. All right. So that's the story in Ghostbusters. Idris Elba, the black English actor who's very good. I don't like to say black. He's a black English actor, but the story about him being James Bond or not being James Bond is a focus of whether or not
you're going to see him this summer as the villain in Hobbs and Shaw, which is a Fast and Furious spin-off film with Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham. He's pretty appealing. You know, I guess you could relate him. He has some A little bit of a charisma like Sean Connery back in the day. I think so.
He does. But he says that he doesn't think it would work because the people wouldn't take to him being, there'd be a racist backlash because they don't think the audience would take to a black James Bond. I think that's an interesting, I think that's really interesting, actually.
I don't think it's any different than if you cast, if you did a female James Bond, or you flip a male role for a female role, or vice versa. They've done that many a times in the industry. I don't think, I say no harm, no foul. If they wanted to do it, I'd watch it. I have no problem with that at all.
Here's
if they
want to
reincarnate something, but I don't think it'll happen, but we'll see.
They'll go find another black James Bond because they want it to happen.
They do? The Broccolis do?
I would think, that they're, here's the question. Did they want him because they thought he would make a great James Bond, or are they looking to shake it up and create some kind of a change?
I think he's a very good actor. He does
the roles well. I think it's actually the first. I think he has. I think he's as good as Sean Connery? I don't think he is, but I do like him.
They just liked him.
Certainly an interesting choice,
and they wanted him, and they didn't care what color he was. They just wanted.
Well, I don't know if there's any. Listen, I don't know if there's any real truth to any of those rumors. Anyway, I mean, his name keeps getting thrown out there with a few different actors. I mean, Daniel Craig. They say this could be his last one. I have no idea what the director. I think a lot will do how this new film Bond 25 performs when his theaters in 2020. If it's a huge hit and it's well received, I wouldn't be surprised if Daniel Craig takes another $25 million, does another one. I know I would. What about you, Doug?
I'll take the 25. Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, how much money did Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu and Drew Barrymore get playing the roles they had in Charlie's Angels? I think they were in three movies. There's another Charlie's Angels movie that looks. I looked at the trailer that's out now.
Yeah.
And it looks absolutely like a waste of time. A complete waste of time.
It doesn't look overly compelling. Although I do feel
who
like
are these people?
Stewart is the lead.
I mean, you knew who
Stewart from Twilight's the main. But casting Elizabeth Banks as Bosley, a female. Yeah, we like just switching role reversal. A female Bosley.
I find
it's not going to blow anybody away.
I find her appealing, frankly.
No, I don't disagree.
But I don't see these other people as having any starch at all. It looks like a cheap way to make another movie because they don't have to pay these guys.
What's her name? Who's the one that played in the old one? Does she still own the franchise? She bought the franchise.
Drew Barrymore? Yes, she does.
She owns it, right?
Yeah. She owns it, yep. All right, Chuckle, what's coming this weekend?
I think really Spider-Man Far From Home opens on Tuesday. That's going to be the big release for 4th of July. So I don't think anything big opens this weekend. But a couple bits of movie news. The Lion King, which opens next month, tracking at $150 million opening weekend, which I believe would be a record for July. That's Disney's live-action version. That movie will be...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.